Rise comes out June 12th. How are you feeling? Like, are you getting excited?
I'm excited. I'm nervous. You know, it's a very intense album, and, you know, I've been working on it for so long. You know, as an artist, you kind of forget that not everybody else is as familiar with the content as you are, and so when you put it in front of an audience, sometimes it feels like it bears explaining, or, you know, it's definitely an interesting experience. I was listening to another interview you did recently, and the gentleman that you were talking to, his name is escaping me at present, I'm sorry, said something to the effect of, once you put music out there, does it belong to you anymore? It belongs to your audience. And that, I think, is a very clever statement, very true. It's really, you know, the music is not about me anymore, and that's an interesting experience to have.
Okay, so how do you think you would kind of pitch this to somebody? It is a different experience. Like, a lot of the things that you're writing about are, you know, different. I mean, it's not a super happy-go-lucky album. You know, it's like, no. It's got a bunch of different flavors to it. So, I mean, how would you package this to somebody? How, like, if you saw somebody in the store with a CD in their hands, I mean, how would you say, take this home?
Oh, you mean if I saw someone thinking about buying it?
Yeah.
You know, I think I would probably start by asking them what else they listen to and what they're in the mood for. You know, it's definitely, you know, I mean, I think when I was looking at this, I was thinking about The Cranberries, No Need to Argue, or Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill, like these, you know, it's sort of a similar vein, or maybe some of Ani DiFranco's stuff, right? Just very, very intense, sometimes darkly funny work. And so that, I think, would be my cue to talk to people about, you know, kind of basically comparing it to those artists.